to his own apartment. One of the neighbors is very disturbed about such behavior and informs him that you're not allowed to do this. I object. But the Reuven, we call him, continues doing it. And when he's approached again by Shimon, the neighbor, Reuven says, look, I don't need your permission. In any case, my friend in this building, Levi, says I can pass through and there's no problem. So I do not need to take you into consideration. So Shimon is extremely annoyed by such a situation, so he takes Reuven to basement. So we're in Beis Din. And we're going to discuss a few points in Beis Din. So in Beis Din, what's the claim? Shimon, I'm a member of this building. I have ownership here, as we know, in the Chesem Radagot, in the public stairway. Reuven's not a member of this building. He's trespassing against my wishes in going through the property. So we have to analyze, does Reuven, who does not have ownership here, allowed to pass through the property? Firstly, is he allowed to do it without permission? And does, if he's not allowed to do it, does permission help?
You mean that's permission of one person?
Permission from one of the other members in the building. Okay. Taking shortcuts, name of the shir, taking shortcuts for buildings which are not your own.
I think the third case is where the building has a sign, do not cut through.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sent only shoppers.
Well, that just means they shouldn't have put up a sign.
Because they're Reuven, since you were arguing. Yeah. The owner is saying he's the owner of the whole building.
Shimon is the owner.
So Reuven. Now, first question. But he's not the owner. What would be if he uses the elevator?
I know, but there's no difference between a sign or not.
Is there a shayda or not a shayda? Can he use the elevator of a building which he's not a member of as a shortcut to go through the building to the street above so he can now have easy access to his building? Can he use such an elevator?
I assume not. He's using Hashma.
What's that called? And it's in fact worse than Gezel. Why is it worse than Gezel? It's Anshei Stom. Yes, that's Gezel of Pochus and Shavah Prutah.
Well, it's probably more than Shavah Prutah, actually. The wear and tear on the elevator.
That is worse than Gezel, because no one can actually claim against you in Beis Din, because it's less than Shavah Prutah, and you're constantly over on this without any person who's there to correct your path. Yeah. Why did why did the Mabul get destroyed? Because of Geneva of Pochus and Shavah Prutah. Okay, so therefore, to go through the elevator, that's not a Shaila, that's Gezel, and it's a Chomo Issa. Turn on electricity, because it's dark in the Chedem Medragot, so they can walk up the steps to go through the building which is not yours, to access the street above, to go into your building as a shortcut. Also Gezel, to turn on the lights.
Yeah, that's okay. No one gives permission?
What?
That's assuming no one gives permission?
That's without any permission. Maisa Shahoya. Maisa Shahoya, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein was standing by a bus stop and he saw one of the members of the bus stop waiting for a bus which wasn't coming, so he decided that it was a bit rainy and in the area, so he decided to wait instead inside the building, the nearest building to the bus stop. And because it was night time, it was dark, and he wanted to read, he turned on the light in order to read the newspaper while he was inside waiting for the bus outside. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein came up to him and says, you're going to the Chasda tonight, I assume, because he knew him as a member. I'm going to be Anshei, I'm going to be the Masadei Kedushin. Unfortunately, you cannot be an aide for that Kedushin if you're chosen. Okay?
One way to put it.
So we're not talking about losing electricity, using the lights. We're talking about just going through the building. Let's say we're out of Shishman. Can you do that? Let's analyze it. Hoshem Mishpat, the Gemara Bobasa Daphne Zain on the base. The Mishnah says over there, Eila Dilvarim Shieshlem Chazoka. These are the types of things which you do in somebody's property that if you do long enough, you have a right to continue. The Eila Dvarim Shieshlem Chazoka. And there's types of things that you do a long time, it doesn't give you rights to continue if the people object. What's the examples? So it says, Hayamamid Behema Bakotza. You go into somebody's courtyard and you place your animal there as that's his stop for the day. He rests in your courtyard. Or tunnel you place there, your oven as a storage there. Rachaim Mikaraim. Or you put your presses, your grinders over there, and the ovens. The Megadol Tana Golem, or you just decide to let your chickens loose in the person's courtyard, Nosin Zabda Bakotza, or you store your fertilizers over there. Eina Chazoka, just because you've done it for many years, that doesn't have Chazoka, and you cannot continue. Avoasa Mechitzel Behenta, but if you build a wall inside his chotza, in order to enclose your animal there, which is a lease, asura tzvokim, harizu chazoka, you do that, and nobody objects, they see it, nobody objects, you've done it quite a long time, that gives you chazoka, that you can continue. A Mishnah. So in the category, we're going to see what's the reasons. There are categories where you do long enough, doesn't mean you continue. And one of them is just use the courtyard for some sort of storage area. That doesn't help to create chazokas. But if you actually build something there, then that now establishes you've done it, nobody objected, you can keep it. Okay? So, when you're walking through a building, which of these two categories would you compare it to? Out of two categories, if you're going to compare it to any one of those, which one would you compare it to? Yeah, to the first one. Store things is not chazaka. Walking through, okay, it's a type of storing yourself, if you want to call it like that, for a certain amount of time. Right? No chazaka. Now, what's pshat in this mission? So the Gemara asks the question. My shna reisha, my shna seifa. What's the difference to the reisha? Where you do not have rights to continue. Ain't chazokas. And the seifa, where you build a wall, you can. So let's see how the Rashbam over there explained the question. Rashbam says, my shna reisha, my seifa. Havadai mapitim b'nei chotza ishnochri. What are you talking about? The Reisha is, you're saying, is not a chazoka. The way I understand it, says the Rashbam, the reason why the Reisha is not a chazoka, you can't continue, is because people don't care about what you're doing. It's things which don't bother them. Since it doesn't bother them, then the fact you've done it for many years doesn't mean they're giving you rights. It says, up to now it hasn't bothered me. And now it bothers me, so don't continue. Okay? That's why. But I don't understand, says the Rashbam. How can you suggest that somebody brings his animals in to be stored in somebody's courtyard? It's something which people don't get bothered. And the mailer, since it's something not bothered, even if you've done it for many years, people can turn around to you and say, hey, up to now I wasn't bothered, now you get out of here. How can you see that? It's definitely something which normal people would be bothered about. A stranger bringing in animals to be stored in your chotzer. Of course he's bothered. Why should that not be a chazoka? Oh, it's something which is terribly disturbing. And if they don't object, even though it's something disturbing, obviously they're saying, well, doesn't it should bother me. It does bother me. You could continue to bothering me because I've given you rights here. Once I've given you rights, I've given you a present. Once I give presents, I can't retract, can't say something afterwards. I gave it to you. So it's about Hikno Mokum Mokhotlami Behemoth. So he can continue storing his animals because he gave you that right over. And once he's given it over, you can't get it back. Because it bothers you. And my ain't local circus, why do you say? No, it's local circus. You can turn around and say, you know what, get out of it. Up to now, it didn't bother me at all. And therefore, just because I let you do it, doesn't mean I gave you anything. It just didn't bother me. Now it bothers me. How can you say that? Of course it bothers him from day one. If it bothers him day one, he still lets him do it. He must have given it to him.
Okay. Why couldn't he say he just allowed him to use it temporarily? Why does he have to be either a gift forever
then
or nothing?
Then you have to say. That's it. You have to tell him. You know what?
Why?
It's only temporary. Because something which we see is obvious to everybody. There's something bothering and you let the person do without objection. That means you've given it to him. Hikno the rights.
How long does it have to do it together for Zakon?
Machlokas Rishon. And Machlokas Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah Paskins of the Chumash Shitta, that you need 3 years. But there is a Shitta Rambam which the Shulchan Aruch goes with, which is allowing him even, and noticing him, and having the ability to object and not object, already gives him the right on day one.
Even one time?
If it's in that period of time, that's the Rambam. The English. So that's the question of the Gemara, says the Rashi. You say storing your animals don't bother people? Of course it bothers me. So if it bothers, for sure he's got chazaka, because for sure he gave him rights. So why is the Mishnah saying different from the Sefer? Why is the Mishnah saying in the Mishnah that he could kick him out just 5 years later down the line? So says the Gemara answer. Omer Rab Nachum, Omer Rab Avur, Hocha Bochotza Hashutfin Oskinot. Here we're talking about they're all members of the same building. And since they're all members of the same building, even the guy who's storing his animals there is a member of that building. When it comes to a neighbor, you say, okay, I don't mind you storing these things. And these type of things, even though a stranger would do it, it would bother you on day one. But if your neighbor does it, it won't bother you. And so therefore, if he's done it for 5 years, even though it's not what it's meant to be, but some of the things, the neighbor, you won't be bothered. You can turn around and say, look, up to now I wasn't bothered, which is normal between neighborship interests in this type of use, even though it's not what it's set aside for. Yeah, I can give you classic examples of such a thing in your own buildings. And then you can say, up to now, I've been I let it go, wasn't bothered, now I want out. No more. Classic example. Sure, this is a bit of a grey area, but let's say bikes. Yeah. Bikes being stored in the
Medina
Madrigal area. Yes. If it's your neighbour, you say okay. But then there can always be a Vada Bias meeting at the end of the day that says everyone out with their bikes. Yeah. Okay. You let me do it for 5 years? Your neighbour, up to now, fine. Now we can't be so village. We've got 800 children now over here. Okay. Right. So, with the analysing the Mishnah according to the Gemara, what comes out? It comes out like this. If your neighbours, then there's different categories. Story things, okay, doesn't give you a chazaka because neighbours don't care about storing things. Building things, enclosing the Cheder Madrigot and making it part of your own rishus, so to speak, and stopping other people using it, then even neighbours care about that. That's the safer. But what about strangers? Strangers, they would all get a chazaka even in the Reisha case. Even to store things, which means, if are you, why is it? Because, what's the logic? Because a Muppet? Now, strangers to store things in a place which is not theirs, or everyone's Muppet, even if they're storing, yeah? Now let's bring that to our place. You're wants to take a shortcut through this guy's building. Yeah. Without asking anyone. No one objected, no one giving you permission. Can you walk through it?
No.
So what would you say?
No.
This is not property belonging to you, it's your stranger. A stranger. Can a stranger store things in that area?
No.
Well, no, because people are muppets. This is my property, I'm muppet if that stranger is to use it. So therefore, can you store yourself for a few minutes by passing through it to get to the other side?
No.
According to that, no. So therefore, it comes out with the conclusion of this Gemara that you shouldn't be able to pass through a building which is
so
not yours.
Once you do it for 3 years and no one objects, then the Mafreya should be that
it's okay. Well, the owners do not even know that he's doing it, so they live in London.
What?
Why is it need a stone?
He's not causing them any loss.
He is. Having all this traffic through the building, people are very much on that. They don't like that traffic. It's disturbing. Disturbing is a loss.
We'll tackle that issue. It's a good issue. It's not something to be pushed aside like that. Something to be analyzed. We'll discuss this in a few minutes. Okay. Fine. Okay, so we've got a Gemara. Strangers have no right to use property which is not theirs just because nobody tells them anything, because to use it, stammer is everyone's muppet. So they're saying it's osa unless otherwise told otherwise. It's not like that is going, no one's told me anything, therefore I can do what I like. No, property, off limits to you. You're not a member, can't use this area at all unless otherwise been told otherwise by the permission. Yeah. So status quo, it's also until you get permission, that's what we say.
And you know, the status quo is when the Kaban built the building, like, Harnof, and you've got, especially Harnof, like, street up here, street down.
How do you know that didn't terror came from Harnof?
Logan and one down below,
okay.
And he said that he built it with that, this is a feature of your connecting neighborhood. You know that it's...
Like, did it write it in the contract? Written in the contract, not that. I'm afraid. Once the Kaplan sold the property, it's got nothing to do with him. Okay. But we have a Gemara in Mishnah and Gemara in the Doran, which needs to be fit with this Gemara and Bava Basra somehow. It seems to conflict with it. Maybe you can help me out. The Mishnah in the Doran says like this, Lama based on this. Ein bein hamoda hana mechavera, namoda hana himenu machu. There's not much difference between two types of Nadorim you can make that affects your friends. One type of Nadorim you can make is that, hey, Reuben, you can't have any hana from me. That's one type of statement you can make, which is a valid nature, because I can do what I like with my stuff, and I'm saying my stuff is off limits to you. Okay, can't get any hana from me. Valid nature. And there's another type of nature that says, Reuben, you can't get any sustenance from me, any food from me, anything that benefits you in the sense of being able to be sustained, you can't get from me. Not other things you can get from me, but sustenance you can't get from me. So the more limited nature. So the Rishi says, there's not much difference between these two statements. Ella, there's one difference. Jesus harego vekelim she'ein osiben ochel nefesh. There's two differences. Can you borrow items which have nothing to do with food? A lawnmower? Yeah, you can borrow a lawnmower if you only made osa the food. If you said nothing, then you can't borrow a lawnmower. And Jesus harego. What's Jesus harego? What does Jesus harego mean?
Walking for his property.
If he says nothing for me, then you can't walk his from the property. If he said only things which help you be sustained for me, you can't have. Oh, then you can walk from my property. Because that doesn't help you be sustained. A record. Where do you make this?
saying you can't have
a mashmaz of that is it's always quicker unless someone makes a machah.
So let's read the Gemara. Let's make the Gemara is going to say what you're going to say. It says, man tama. Who's this Tana that says I make something awesome? If I make something, everything's awesome for me, that means you can't walk through my chotzer. If everything's awesome for me, then you can't walk my food. Who's that Tana? Omer of Ata Ba'ava Rebbe Elazar. It's not Chochomim, that's Rebbe Elazar. The Tana Rebbe Elazar, I feel a vitu also the Mojo Anah, that Rebbe Elazar held. Even vitu, even things which are not hana, just indirect benefits are also b'moda hana. So we see from the Gemara that walking through somebody's property is not called getting hana from him. In the eye, and therefore, it's only according to Rebbe Elazar is it also who holds even indirect hanas are also under the hatar, not the Torah. But Chachamim, who we paskin like, would hold that only direct hanas or indirect things also. Walking through property, you can walk through the guy's property. Even if he made the osa, you can walk through the property. Because it's not valid. It's not valid neither. Neither are chal on things which are not yours. That have not real hanas. It's not real hanas. It's awesome. Who's the Mishnah that says if you make a hanah, that is awesome to walk through, that's only Rebbe Elazar. But Chachamim would allow you to walk through the Kotze, even if he said the Farish. Everything's awesome for me. Okay, everything's awesome for me. But you can still walk through his Kotze, according to Chachamim. And who do you pass the law when you have a machlokas, Chachamim, Rebbe Elazar? Who do you pass the like? Chachamim? So that we see from this Mishnah, a stranger to walk through property which is not his, according to the halacha of Chachamim, even if I say, no hana for me, are you allowed to do? According to this, Chachamim, are you allowed to walk through the property? What? Yes. Not compatible with the Gemara and blah blah blah. What's the difference between the Gemara and Baba Basra? And
the Torah? I'm saying don't walk through my property. I'm not saying don't have enough for me. If you call it enough, you call it enough. You don't.
No. If anything, I'll say the opposite. The Gemara and Baba Basra is not saying anything. You just do it. Are you allowed to do it without asking permission, without getting any instructions or anything? That's the Gemara and Baba Basra. And the Gemara and Baba Basra says, without getting permission, it's also because people might be even without being told, so you can't do it. The Gemara in the Dorim says, I tell you, you Reuben is not somebody I want to have a relationship with at all. And anything, you can't have any benefit from me. And I own a property, it says, go come in, Vakasha, walk through it. Because that's all called benefit for me. But you know he's awesome. You know he doesn't want to have that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he said, no, not know. For me.
No, if he said, you're not allowed to walk through my property, he wouldn't be allowed to.
It's still awesome.
But Baba Basra is not to do with Hana.
I'm still allowed to.
Baba Basra has nothing to do with Hana.
It could be.
Yes? But that's true. If I designate something, what I designate is the problem that everyone is not designated. But if I'm saying no or no for me, which is very as broad as you can be, and still we say, whoa, you can walk through.
Because if he doesn't say, you can have no hana for me, it's a matter you can have no hana for me. But that's the other thing. If I say, you can have no hana for me, then I never can get to it. By that thing, I'm not going to say
anything. So what does the Dorin do? The Dorin not only is it a dinu momentus of Gezel, it creates a surim on you, like Boss of a Kolob. It comes isur, chaticha shel isur. It comes like eating basar bechol. That's why I wanted to make it vechomel for you. You're asking why did I do it? I want to be most chomel for you. You know, I dislike you so much. I want you to have double problems when you get hanav from me without my permission. I can make a neder on my items for something else. Yes, that's what the dorm does. So therefore, I want you to concentrate on the chilek between the Mishnah and the Dorim. Is there any chilek between the examples in the Mishnah, in the Dorim, and the examples, the example in the Mishnah of Balbasa and the Mishnah in the Dorim? Is there any difference between the Mishnah in Balbasa, example cases, and the Dorim? Okay, very good. That's a poshita chilek, which I was hoping you would jump on me at the first, in Bob Ross itself. But now you are saying it is that Bob Ross is talking about using the air for storage. Here, you're not using it for storage. You're just walking through. Storage. You can hear, if you're talking about levels of people having hodges of. This, hey, what are you doing over here? You're acting like owners when you're not owners. That type of concept. Then understand, storage has more of a sense of, you're trying to be an owner when you're not an owner. You're not part of us. You're a stranger. Out, what are you doing here? But if you're just passing through, that's less than storage. So therefore, maybe we could just simply say, that Bavavasa is telling you, if you're a stranger, you can't store. And the Dorim is saying, okay, you can't store if you're a stranger, but passing through, that's okay. People don't get bothered by. Let us see how the Rishonim answer these questions. There's a Machlokas Rishonim how to answer the question between the Rashba and Tosus. The Rashba says like this: Yesh Mefarshim, number 4. That Boba Basra says is the Muppets that you shouldn't do. That's not just to walk through the Muppets. That means they don't want you to walk and to stay there, to store yourself stuff over there. To walk through and store, that's what Boba Basra is saying. Okay. You can't walk through and store your animals. You can't walk through yourself and store yourself there. Yeah, so if you want to take a nice kip in somebody's building, which is not yours, you can't do. You can't store yourself. But just to walk through and not to stop, just as use it as a pathway to your building, that's the Dorim that says, who we pass like the Chacham over there. Hey, you can do. That's not something which has any art possible. So the Rashba says, like Boris Teres. The Rashba is saying, when a stranger can't use a building which is not his, a property which is not his, that's to store in it, either himself or his own possessions. But just to pass through it, that's the Mishnah. The Dorim that says it's okay in the eyes of a common, which we pass through like. So according to the Rashba, can a stranger walk through somebody's building as a shortcut to get to his building? Yeah. According to the Rashba, you can. Let us see how Tosis though answers it. Tosis answers the stereo between the Dorim and the Basra differently. Number 4. So Tosis says, Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam explains. The Mishnah in the Dorim that says it's okay to walk through, that Mishnah in the Dorim says it's okay to walk through, it's talking about a bigger. Their people are not Muppets. A bigger. What's a bigger? So you're going to say, the Ibachotzer. Because if it's a courtyard, that's Boba Basra Kapti. But Rabasa is talking about a different thing from the Dorim. Rabasa says you can't walk through. It's talking about a chotzer. The Dorim says you can walk through. It's talking about a bikkur. But a vada, if it's a chotzer, you can't walk through. But a vada, if it's a bikkur, you can.
What difference does a bikkur find a Dorim?
Let me just translate it before. What does bikkur mean? What does chotzer mean? Bikkur says okay, chotzer says not okay. What's bikkur? Bikkur is not an area which is designated for people to live in. It belongs to them. It's a dead area which they hardly use. And therefore, since it's an area which they hardly use, the Mishnah and Torah is saying you can walk through it. It doesn't disturb anybody. But a chotzer, something which they use for their living areas, and it helps them live in their house, that is the area which they are more mappid about anyone using, you can't walk through. So therefore, to summarize the whole thing, Stira, which all the Rishonim say, the Dorim says okay to walk through. Both of us says not, two Tzurutzim. Rashba says, the Torah says, we never said it's awesome to walk through, you can walk through the fucking shop. What did we say awesome? It's the store. Either store yourself or store your goods. To stay there, that's a problem. Walk through is safe. Says the Tosas, nope. Walking is always the problem. It's just that the Torah said it's okay. It's talking about a different area altogether. If you own a chotzer, Bob Rustin says you can't walk through the chotzer, which doesn't belong to you. If it's talking about bigger, which is not a living area, a dead area, which is hardly used for living, that people not but that you can walk through. Okay, two answers.
Why?
Therefore, before we ask the question, Ashai, can you take a shortcut through somebody's building to get to your building? What should we say as an answer to that?
No.
A machlokas between Rashba and Tosis. According to Rashba, yes. Because we never said walking through is a problem, only storing. But according to Tosis says, Chotz is a problem, and Bikkur is not. Now, let me, you can ask your question, and then I'll ask my question.
Okay. What does it matter whether you're machzor or not, but God is in the dark? You move Madir Hano, it doesn't matter if you mark it. If it's Wal Hano, then you can't do it.
So the Torah always goes after Loshem B'nei Adam and Kavonis Halev. So therefore, if it's something.
No, it goes after Loshem B'nei Adam, not Kavonis Halev.
If it's not in stereo with the Loshem B'nei Adam, okay. It can also go after the Kavonis Halev, and it can go after the Kavonis Halev. So Chazal is saying to us, if it's something which people are not mapped with on, then when you made this Hana, it's a problem, and you never was included in your nata. So therefore,
if you're being mad at Hana, you're in spite with the guy. You're mapped on everything you can.
Then we can say Eric's words. Yeah. Things which are not included in your neighbor, you're not going to extend. And therefore, we only include in the word Hana are things which I feel you're getting Hana from me, feel that you're taking from me, which is normal, is a hapodah, and therefore, now you can't do that. But things which I never have bothered about, I didn't even think twice about, objecting about, which the world don't object about, that you can have Hana from, because I never were even thinking about it in the neighbor. That's what Chomer held, and that's why walking is okay. Shai, what type of walking? Walking always. Only walking through a bikkur. That's the machlokas we're showing. Okay. Now, we said according to the Rashba Beseda, according to Tosas, you're telling me not Beseda. Now let me ask you a question. Stairwells, is it bikkur or is it chotzer?
It doesn't matter.
Is it bikkur or is it chotzer? It calls the eyes of Tosas.
The Rashba.
Tosas.
What?
In the eyes of Tosas, who says chotzer also just to walk.
Also doesn't matter.
And if it's bikkur, it's okay. Is the cheder nezegot a chotzer or bikkur? And you answer my question first, and then we'll get to why it doesn't matter afterwards.
People are makbid, so it's a chotzer.
Is it a chotzer or a cheder nezegot?
People are makbid, people should.
It's a chotzer.
It's a chotzer because it's a joint area.
Well, that's better. If you can do this, it could be a joint area too.
Let me tell you something you may not know, and maybe depends how many children are in the building. If it's 100 children in the building, are they going to use the lift or they use the stairway? Yes, exactly. So therefore, you'll figure that out. So, now, Chazanish. Oh, we know this famous machlokas in Hilchas Chanukah, which is also Hilchas Erevin. Yeah, creates great problems in Chanukah, great lots of problems in the Erevin. Maybe it's a problem also in Chosh Mishpat, this machlokas. Is our stairwells considered a chotzer or not? We know in Chanukah that if it is, you can light at the entrance of the building. If it's not, you can't have light at the entrance of the building. Machlokas, Chazanish, Viskarov, whatever the Chet of Magad, Rabbi Yashiv, whatever the Chet of Magad is, considered a chotzer. Also an Erevin, we know how to metakin an Erevin that you can carry in it. Depends whether it's a chotzer or it's called a mavoi. Chotzer and mavoi have different ways to sort it out. Therefore, how you define it is how you sort it out. Big machlokas, how you define it. So therefore, maybe, therefore it should be nogeh to us, over here. If you define it as a chotzer, then ein okadami, you can't walk through it. If you don't define it as a chotzer, then you will be able to walk. You would be able to walk through it. What's the definition of chotzer? That's why everyone's having trouble with, and why the Chazanish says that there's not a chotzer. Why is the Archidim of God not halachic a chotzer in the eyes of Chilkos, Chanukah, and Erevin? It's because the definition of chotzer, which even Rashi says over here in the Dorim, is that they actually use it as one of their rooms during the summer. In the summer, they don't want to be in the house. They move half of their house out into the, and they live half the time in the chotzer. They eat in the chotzer. They spend the time in the chotzer. Sleep in the chotzer. In the summer, i.e. the chotzer is even an area where they actually use for tashmish bias. That's a chotzer. Says the Rachaz Anish nowadays, Chedim HaGotz, does anybody use the Chedim HaGotz like that? Nobody is. It's just a pathway to your door. No din chotzer. So therefore, let me put the question to you now. Is walking through the building, through the public stairwell, will, according to Tosis, be dependent on this machlokas Chazanish and Rabbi Yashiv, whether it's called a chotzer or not?
No.
Adamant no. Matzah, explain.
Because the chotzer for Kosher Mishpat purposes has to do strictly with Hakhara. It has nothing to do with definition of Gabi Rishuyah. And they're going to be mocked that you don't go through the other mother go.
Anyone has anything else to say? Look. South America hasn't.
It's in the wrong time zone.
So, you're absolutely correct. The Dayanim say it's got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it. Whether it's called chotzer or not, chotzer for Chanukah, who cares? In Hilchos Chanukah, that we need to have the name of the chotzer on the area. In Hilchos Chosher Mishpat, was it dependent on whether you can walk through or not? What's the whole idea behind this? Why did we make a difference between chotzer bikkur? Because it's got a name chotzer, and this has got a name bikkur. Okay, bikkur, gzeiros chotzer, you're allowed. Chotzer, gzeiros chotzer, you're not allowed. Is that b'shat? What's the b'shat? There's a difference between chotzer bikkur. Gzeiros chotzer, what's the b'shat? Hapotah! It's to do with hapotah. It's got nothing to do with the name of the chotzer. If you need the name chotzer, then you can discuss. But if you don't need the name chotzer, it's just hapotah. And the Lord of Allah is saying is, people are mappid in chotzer. And they're not mappid in bigger. Okay. So the idea is whether it's mappid or not. Okay. Let us first see, now Shulchan Aruch, before we talk out what the halakha lemaisa is. The Shulchan Aruch, does he pass like Tosis or the Rashba? If it's the Rashba, then forget it, you can walk through. The Rashba says, no problem to walk through. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Yodeh, Simon Reishkov, Aleph number 5 on your sheet, Reuben sh'osa nechosav al Shimon. Reuben had made osa all his possessions on Shimon. Oh, sh'osa atzim nixay Shimon. Or he made himself osa on everything that belongs to Shimon. Hanesa osa, the one who's osa, is osa la'avo al soda ha'echa. The one who's osa is osa to pass through the field to somebody else. I feel the bevika biyomis hachamishem b'nei otam mappid on Jisa regal Shabbat. Even on a bika, it's going to be osa in yomis hachamah. Shame, but they ought to map it in a juicer regal Shabbat. Yep. So what does it say? But like Tosis was like that, the Rashba.
Like
Tosis. Yeah. It's saying like Tosis is saying that the difference, walking through is a problem. Where it could be okay is a bicker. The bicker Yom Sechama is a problem. Okay, non Yom Sechama. Okay, but Yom Sechama is a problem. I.e., the Shulchan Aruch is saying walking through is a problem. You can't walk through. I the Gemara and the Dominic says okay. That's talking about bicker, not Yom Sechama. Yom Sechama. Okay, you can, but not Yom Sechama. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is passing not with the Rashba who says all walking through is okay. It doesn't matter where it is. He's saying all walking is awesome. Except for a bigger in Yom Zikashom. Okay. Who's that like? That's like Shittus. Tosus. So therefore, we are passing that it's also to walk through in Okotza. And only on a bigger, which sometimes you can walk through. Because it's totally on Hakpoza. So now let me ask you a question. Are people mapped on people walking through Chetum and Kotzimah? Without being asked. Are people mappit? Is it like a chotz or is it like the bikkur and yom ha'shomim? Which is it like? If we're passing like Tosfos, now we have to get clarity. Is our stairwell chotz or bikkur in the parsha, not of what it's called, in the parsha of hakpoza, which is what the halacha is interested in?
I mean, yes. If it's to make a shortcut, people are mappit. And our mappit is going into a building.
I don't think people like to
see
strangers in the building.
No, but the Chedem HaDergod is created for people to go there if they're going into the building.
So let me give you...
No, that's the thing. Only if it's a... If you
get, let me give you a pesa.
How if you actually go into an apartment in the building?
A pesa, so how to think. We're talking about Hakpoza. What gives people Hakpoza? Why? What... What is Ma'ura, the feelings of a hot potter? It's very important to know this for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What causes people to have hot potter on other people doing things? What?
In general?
Yeah. So, what creates hot potters? You said noise. You said damage.
Privacy.
You're in my space.
It could be ego too.
That's it. Okay. So it must be that you're affecting me in some sort of way. You're damaging me. Your noise. You're taking up my area that interferes with my living experience because now I can't use that area. That's what creates hapodis. Yes? Now, I give you two sorias of two different buildings. You've got a building of 30 floors. Oh, this is ridiculously too high. Okay, a normal thing in Yerushalayim, let's say 14 floors. Okay, 14 floors. Each floor has 3 to 4 apartments on it, and each apartment has between 5 and 9 kids. And the building is cleaned once a week.
I bought it.
Okay. So what's the status of that building? Now this old man who has the shopping bag which he's carrying back from the makolet, and he wants to go through this stairwell, not Chas V'Shalom use the lights or the electricity, just through the stairwells to get to the other side out of it. Does that create hapodes in that type of building? Does that interfere? Does it create more noise? Does it take up space which I could have used? Does it create more dirt than there was before?
Yes. Yeah. You walk into shopping bags and grab eggs spray.
Okay.
Every day. I'm saying there are 100 people running through every hour.
Okay, so everyone understands that scenario. Hey, what's this guy doing? No one's going to have a process. This guy. This summer.
The kids will have hakpodes, they can't fly down the banisters for weeks.
But take another scenario. Fourth floor building. Most of the people, elderly, not many kids. even there's a lot of kids, but they clean the part of the building twice or three times a week. Everything is lit up nicely, clean, and the sudah, yes? And nothing in the stairwells of Chassid Sholem to block anything. And now you have this old guy every day chopping through the building to get to the other side. Every day, day in, day out, day in, day out. Whether it's summer or winter, whether it's raining and muddy or not, outside, yeah? Does that create hapodos on the people, members of the building? Yeah? Okay? So the answer is... It depends what type of building you're going through.
But here, we've already made it above.
Sometimes buildings are vicars. Like our first scenario. And sometimes buildings are chotzers. Like our second scenario. So therefore, the answer is that don't do it unless you know clearly the situation. And it could be that it's, a lot of times it's awesome.
But what happens once you've been made in the first?
Yeah, that's all if you don't know. Now Reuven comes along in our shayla and says, I don't want you to use it. What's going to be the halacha?
Can't use it.
What's going to be the halacha?
Even the Rashba said you can't use it.
Lekula alma, you can't use it, even in the bikkur. Why?
It's mappis.
And even ladies saying yes won't
help. Right. Now, everyone says, ah, kofen on middle stone. Zen then is the lochosa. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samakim will sit vov. That there's no concept of Zen then as the lochosa to force somebody to use somebody's property against their wishes. When I say out, even though I'm not losing by it, the fact that I say out and you go and use it, that's awesome. Even in areas where there's no reason for hapodos, it's awesome. There's no head to kofen middle stone in using property that belongs to somebody.
So where is kofen middle stone?
Kofen middle stone is when, once you used it, do you have to pay?
Not, that's what it means?
Yes. So therefore, there's no head to kofen middle stone. So even if areas where, as soon as a member of the building says, you're not allowed to use it, also use it. Now, does it help Levi giving permission? Another member of the building giving permission? And
probably not.
Use it. It's also, but he said,
probably not, because we had a case in Gemara where it was the person in the building, one of the B'nai Chatzer who did something, and we even talked out then that went to the Macha, Chazaka, not Chazaka, so even a part owner needs the shirts from the building.
Because there he's cutting away a few properties and stuff.
An animal we're hanging out.
Oh, the animals can hang out. Oh,
I'll speak afterwards. It's only if he says everything's awesome. Everything is awesome. Except for Bikkur and Yom Sikashom. Okay? That's the main reason. Which is Tosis. And the last one says everything's Muslim. Every walking is Muslim. Yeah?
Rashba says there's a difference
between storing and walking. Walking is mutter.
He says there's a difference between someone who says it's awesome. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
No, he says the difference is storing or walking. That's the Rashba. Now we're asking about another member of the building says, hey, Shimon said it to you is awesome, Mr. Reuven. I, Levi, also have rights here. Go through the building, not using Shimon's rights, use my rights. I have rights in the corridor. Use my right to go through the building. Does that work?
You have rights yourself.
I have rights in the building because I'm a member. So use my rights to go through. Does it help?
No.
Let us see. Seven Kutzman and Dalit Sif Beis. Shnaim Shiesh Lehem Bishufis Baisekot. Two people are partners in the house. Ein ha'echot yochul lahashus lachem nishtamish bechelko. I'm a partner in this house. He can't give, even though he's a partner, can't give permission to strangers to use his halik. Even although in a chotze, you can't object. Me over bias, but in the house you can. So what's this Shulchan Aruch say? What's the Shulchan Aruch saying? I have ownership together in you in the house, and I have ownership together in the chotzer. I can't transfer or allow to be used my ownership when it's in the house. But in the chotzer, can I? What's the Shulchan Aruch say? If I have joint ownership in the chotzer, and I want to give permission to somebody else to use that ownership, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Ain't no chotzer. You can't be mupped about it. That means I can give permission to somebody to use my rights in the chotzer. He says, but chotzer, you can't be mapid, b'chai governor. In the house you can. So we see chotzer, which you said is awesome to walk through if you're a stranger. But somebody who's got a member of that chotzer can give you permission. So Levi, the guy says, Levi gave me permission. The old man says, Levi gave me permission. You, Shimon, said, okay, you said what? But Levi, who's also, who has membership in this chotzer, let's say it's a chotzer. He gives me permission. It's not a house, it's a chotzer. Definitely not a house. I can use it. However, we're going to finish off with another Shulchan Aruch. We haven't yet finished the case. This is where we're going to finish. How does it fit with this Bet Halach and Shulchan Aruch? It says, number 7, in Sifra Aleph over there, Echad mehashufim b'chotza shalokha b'ayis b'chotza ches. I am a member of this streets, let's say, I have a house that has an entrance to the streets. And you know what? My house also backs on to the parallel streets. And so therefore, I buy the house which is the back of me, which also backs onto the parallel street. Yeah, I have a house on this street, I buy the adjoining house on the parallel street, which backs onto me. And now I have an entrance going in from the parallel streets into the new house which I bought, and the house has the entrance into going from the like regular streets. Yeah. He can't join the two houses together. He can't join the house which he bought in the other streets, which backs up onto his present house. He can't make an entrance from his old house to the new house. Why?
By breaking down the wall in the middle?
Why? Because he's going to let now people to enter through his house from another street and go through his house and go into the other person's street, your neighbor's street. He's causing more people to enter the street of his present streets. He's got another entrance to his street, so to speak. Now you're making more members of the street. You're not allowed to do that. So the smart asks the question, I don't understand. You just told me that if you have membership in a street and a chotzer, you can give permission to other people to use it. Now you're telling me in this case that you can't create a situation where you encourage or allow people from other people in different streets to be using your streets. Even though you have membership in the streets, you can't allow other people to use your streets. Because the Shulchan Aruch is saying, you buy another house on another street, you can't connect the two, because that allows other people on the other street to use your street, and you can't allow other people to use your street. Says the smartest theorem. You just told me, you can give, the first halakha says, you can give membership in the street to other people to use. And now you're saying, you can't. Everyone understand the kasha? Arai's theorem, what's the difference? Nope. The problem is that when he connects the two houses together, he's now physically created a situation where people can go through from one street and enter into the other street.
But the same
members of other streets, the members that he allows through, people that he gives permission to walk through. Correct?
He can allow through anybody.
So that's the smart question. You just told me in the previous halacha that if you're a member in the area called a chotzer, you can allow other people to come through you. So why are you saying over here it's a problem to allow people to go through your house into the street? I'm a soul bias. I'm not disturbing this.
Whoever I was letting into my house before, I'm letting into my house now. I'm not letting in more
through people. Through another street area.
Who cares where I'm letting them in from?
Yeah.
But now, before they have to go in and out through
this
chotzer, now they just have to go out.
No, what you mean? I couldn't let people walk through my the streets to just walk through my house.
What do you mean?
We're talking about scenario, you're not visiting me.
Yeah,
we're talking about scenario, you are coming into my house just solely to get to the other street and use the other street. You're using my house as a way to get to the other street.
The guy is using his house to be a permanent shortcut for
the society. Well, no, he gives that to people. I have now an entrance on both streets. Hey, why go round all the way and go through the thing? Come through my house, go through the streets, and you can go up to the main roads where the shuk is through that way. Says the shuk, oh, you can't do that. Because you can't allow people who, even though you have ownership in this street, you can't allow other people who don't have ownership to use that ownership. So it's a that's outright steer to the first halacha, where it says in a chotz that you can give over permission to other people. Only in the house.
It's two very different situations.
Okay.
One is, of course, the person not living there. This person's living in this place. There's something peculiar going on there.
Yes. Okay, it's my peculiar thing, but it's just, the problem is in the same area, the streets. Where is the problem? The streets.
Well, I would say that would be not the sort of thing that normal people would want to do.
Yeah.
Then the Shulchan Aruch is suspecting it or something.
So what's the suspect? You have to tell me what's the issue. Obviously, there's an answer. What's the difference between this, which is Osa, and the first case, which is allowed? Okay. No. And therefore, if that's why he's done it, what does that mean, Lagabi the streets? Why is it worse? Why is it worse if that's what he's done? Oh, so the smarts are serving Beitim, a very good area. Smart answers. After Besif Aleph, Besif Beit, also Ribbada, we just said, he was saying over here that it's also, and in the first Shulchan Aruch said it's Mutter. Haidu Vishum Shayilo Helech Vatashmish Kavua, because he's doing it on a permanent basis. To do, allow a person to do this on a permanent basis, you can't do. So he's answering like this: when can you allow somebody to use a shortcut through your chotzer, which you have membership in, when it's an one-off event? And, event, okay, this time it's raining outside, I see you struggling, you've never done it before, you're not going to do it again, the backers shall come through my building, without using electricity of course and all that, but go through my building, and don't make it muddy, of course you have to damage it, that's damaging, but go through the building, the backers shall, one-off event. But to say to somebody, I'm a member of the building, hey, you're a friend of mine, Reuven. You know, every day you can go as a shortcut through my building because it's too bothersome thing to go around or too difficult, you're old, to go around and use the shortcut to get to your building. That's on a permanent basis. That's awesome. So permission only works on a temporary basis, a one-off occasion. But a permanent basis, that is awesome. So in conclusion, we're saying that to take shortcuts through buildings is a halachic issue. Depends if it's a big or a chotzer. It depends whether it's makbid or not. It depends how the shape and makeup of the building is. That's without permission. If somebody objects, you're not allowed to do it. And even if you get permission from one of the members, for one-off occasions, okay. But on a permanent basis, to use that permission, that's awesome. Now, final question, and then we finish it. Is somebody allowed to go through the building to visit one of his friends in the building?
Sure, that's what it's made for.
The question is like this. Did Torah came like this?
Yeah.
Reuven doesn't like Shimon. And sees Shimon coming visiting the building. He said, where are you going? What are you doing here? He says, I've got a friend called Levi. I'm visiting him. He's asked me to come. So he said, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to come. If you want to go to Levi, you have to go on the ladder and go up through his window.
When he bought into the building at Altar, the Chedem HaDragolis were public. He can't.
So what's the answer? Can he do that or not?
No.
Of course not. Why? Why is this case different? What? Part of the understanding when we have ownership together in the same job, when you build apartments, is that I'm living here, and this is part of my use to have people visiting who I want to have over here to visit me. To let people use this shortcut, that's got nothing to do with me. But to come and visit me, that's definitely got to mean that part of the shukfit, adas can allow, and therefore that is hapodza, and that is also. So everyone has to know, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, Yom Hadin, and everyone should have a ksima, ksima tova, but she should be mochel people for anything they've done, and the hapodzas, mochel me if I've been too stringent on you over the year. Anyway, I said. and I got nothing to vote for you. Well, you're just giving me hanam with all your interesting insights. Bez Hashem, we should all have the Ksivsev, Tevah, good Ben Shia, Alta, Chaim, Tevah, and Shalom.
Amen.
What if the Harama?
Next.